The television network Al Jazeera reports militants in Iraq have killed two Pakistani hostages. They had reportedly been working for the U.S. military. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore is watching the kidnappings in Iraq and the diplomatic consequences.
Menaced by car bombings and sniping, the struggling Iraqi regime now faces the additional menace of increased kidnappings. There have been some 70 abductions of foreigners in Iraq in recent months, a dozen in the past week alone. Some of the victims have been beheaded, providing grisly scenes for Arab television. An Egyptian diplomat helping to train Iraqi police was released with a warning to the Egyptian government to stay out of Iraq. The kidnappings have had their effect. A Jordanian construction company used by the American military announced it would comply with kidnappers' demands to stop working in Iraq as a condition for the release of two of its truck drivers. The Philippine government announced it would withdraw its 51 soldiers from Iraq earlier than planned in order to gain the release of a Philippine hostage. Visible success obviously puts a premium on further abductions. Secretary of State Colin Powell, on a tour of Eastern Europe and the Middle East, deplored the Philippine action, saying it would not help Philippine relations with the United States. Powell praised the resoluteness of Bulgaria in the face of the beheading of two of its citizens. The secretary said, "Democracy is hard. Democracy is dangerous. We must not allow insurgents, those who will use bombs and kidnapping and beheading, to triumph." Not that the United States has always stood resolute in the face of abduction of its citizens. The Iran-Contra scandal of the mid-1980s originated with President Reagan's decision to sell missiles to Iran in return for help in securing the release of two of the nine Americans being held hostage by Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. Reagan told associates that he couldn't stand seeing Peggy Say, the sister of hostage Terry Anderson, constantly on television denouncing the government for its inaction. There are no Americans currently held hostage, as far as known, but the increasing abductions of foreigners needed to create a viable Iraq are assuming the proportions of a serious challenge. This is Daniel Shore.